Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in. Anita Marks with you to break down the Dell Technologies Championship. Why? Love that the tour has this tournament around the same time of March Madness, because if your March Madness pool is done and over, tear it up, because now you've got a new one that you're going to be able to dive into. And joining me to break this all down is Simon Bavin. He's with Form Golfer, who's a phenomenal site that I've come across. They've been kicking butt and taking names. They are just giving out winners left and right. So I was just like, oh, I've got to have Simon on the podcast with me. Simon, welcome in. How you doing?
I am great. Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
Absolutely. So before we start breaking down the bracket and who you think, who I think is going to win this fun match play event, why don't you let the folks out there know exactly who you are, what Form Golfer is about, how they can find it, all the good stuff, Simon.
Sure. Well, Form Golfer, we started about 18 months ago, and we wanted to do three things, really. We wanted to make golf betting enjoyable and profitable and informed, and that's really what we set out to do. So we try to take all of that golf data that's out there, and there's tons of it now, and we try to make sense of it and distill it down into something that's easy to read, but most importantly, makes a profit in the long run. I started out thinking if we could get 10-20% return on our investments over the years, that'd be a good place to be. And we're currently running at 40% for the first 18 months. So I'm pretty pleased with where we've got to. And Taylor Moore last week was a biggie for us. It was pretty close in the end, but he got us over the line. That was a nice winner for us at 60-1, which certainly helped the profits for this season. So yeah, we're in form at the moment. We put picks out there every week on formgolfer.com. So yeah, I'm excited to get talking about the match play.
It's unbelievable. I mean, at 40%, who does that? And who had more last week? Not very many people, probably no one except you. So I'm thrilled to be doing this podcast with you right now. All right. So let's dive into it. Okay. Again, Dell Technologies Championship match play, Austin, Texas, 5 days, 64 golfers, four groups, 16 groups of four. Okay. The top 16 in each group advance into the weekend. And then that's week into elimination play. So really at the end of the day, Simon, we're talking about seven matches in 5 days. So a few things I'm looking at coming in: health and being fresh, right? Especially you got to play seven matches in 5 days. Who does well on a Pete Dye course? Parkland style. That's what the Austin Country Club gives you. Not a very long course, right? They've got five par fours that are 400 yards or less. Hello, grip it and rip it. Guys that putt well. Guys that are good in match play format, right? Because it's a mental aspect as well. And oh, by the way, I find this very interesting. Five of the last six winners have been Americans, which I find interesting. So before we start really getting into the bracket in the groups, what were some of the metrics, Simon, you looked at while you were picking your winners this week?
So to be honest, I can't disagree with a lot of what you've said, but I think there's a bigger random element in this tournament than there is for most of them. Match play being match play, you could play great for 3 days and find yourself going home because, you know, one guy's just played a bit better and beat you. You could play pretty badly and find you've progressed through the group and you're still going. So I think, you know, some form in match play is good. Some form in this tournament is good. I think your point about freshness is valid. Some of the guys who came out of the heat of battle in the Valspar last week, can they really be expected to go seven games in 5 days? So I've taken a slightly different approach. And really what I'm looking for in this is people who give us a bit of value to get out of the group. And then when they get out of the group, hopefully can get us into the quarters, the semis, and give us a return on our money. So, yeah, I've probably been a bit less into the usual strokes gain stats this time just because match play is a different format. So I'm looking for something a bit different.
Okay. All right. I hear you. Let's dive into, like I said, we're going to work from the outside in, Avi, with our bracket. And let's start top right. We've got group one, and that is Scottie Scheffler going up against Kim, Norin, and Riley. Who do you have coming out of this group and why?
So I'm going to start with a surprise. I've got Davis Riley for this one.
Whoa.
Yeah, I bet you weren't expecting that.
No.
So let's be clear, right? Scottie is the most likely winner of this group. He's also the most likely winner of this tournament. But just looking at the odds on offer, I think he's got a tougher draw than he could have got. I think all three of the other guys are more than capable of giving him a game. Davis Riley's the outsider of this group. I think he's been coming back to some kind of form. I'm quite happy to be with him at 550 for this group. I think he's a bit of value.
Wow. I'm sure that threw some people for a big loop. Let's look at right below that. And I'm going to go side by side. And so group 16 really is Sun JM. He's favored to win this group at plus 175. You have guys like Tommy Fleetwood, who looked great at Valspar, McNeely and JT Poston as well. Who do you have coming out of Sun JM's group?
So I like Sung Jae Im here. I like him for the tournament outright, and I think 175 is a fair price for him to progress. Tommy Fleet was the obvious danger, but back to that point about freshness, he was right in the heat of it right through Sunday in the Valspar. I think he's going to find it tough to pick himself up from that and go and win the three games he's probably going to need to win to get through his group. So for me, Sung Jae looks very solid here.
I like it. In group number nine, again, right below that, you've got Morikawa, Jason Day, Victor Perez, and Svensson. I like Jason Day here. Morikawa's favorite at plus 165, but Day's look good this season. So who do you have coming out of this group?
I'm coming down for Morikawa in this one, narrowly. I think a lot of people have been talking about Jason Day coming back to form, but when you stick him side by side at almost the same price as Morikawa, I've still got Morikawa somewhere ahead of him, so I think he has to be the play for me. Adam Svensson could go well. It wouldn't be the biggest surprise if he got out of this group, but I've sided with Morikawa this one.
Okay. Group number eight, Hovland is favored here at plus 165. You have Siwoo Kim, Chris Kirk, Kuchar. Kuchar's great in match play. I'm eyeing Chris Kirk right now at 3-1. Who do you like here?
I'm right behind you. Chris Kirk, we tipped when he won the Honda Classic a couple of weeks ago. I think he's in great form at the moment, and I cannot see why he's almost the outsider in this group. He's got to be full of confidence right now. I think Hovland could be a weak favorite in this group. His short game still looks below the level you need to be really top class. So I'll go with you with Chris Kirk here.
Right below him, group number five, Max Holm is favored there at plus 160. You've got Decky, Sue, Kisner. Man, Kisner does well in these events as well. Part of me is leaning towards him, especially at 4-1. Who do you like?
I'm a big Max Holm fan. I think for me, he's only fractionally behind the top three in the world at the moment, and possibly hasn't been recognized as such in the market. You look at the players, I didn't think he was on top form in the players. He still finished tied six. That's how well he's going. Hideki hit some sort of form there as well. But for me, it's a favorite going through from this group in Homer.
Group number 12, right below them, Spieth favored, no surprise there, the season he's having at plus 175, Lowry, Montgomery, Hughes. I don't have true conviction here. Part of me was leaning towards Lowry at plus 225, so I'm really curious. Who do you have coming out of group 12, Simon?
I think this is a tough one to call. Jordan's just a mystery to me at the moment. He's pumping it miles off the tee. He's holding some putts, but then he does something on 16 at the weekend, carving a drive into the water, missed a five-footer on 17. So I'm not sure I fancy him to win seven games on the bounce. I'm always happy to have someone who putts as well as Taylor Montgomery on my side in match play. So I think I'll take him at around 250 for this group.
Okay, right below them, group 13, you have Sam Burns favored at plus 190, Adam Scott, Power, Hadwin. I'm leaning towards Power here, and I've got him going pretty far in my bracket. I'm curious if we're lockstep. Who do you like, Simon?
Not this time, I'm afraid. I think it's another tough group to call. I wouldn't be surprised if any of the four went through, to be honest with you. I'd be siding with Hadwin, I think, at around 230. I'm a big fan of Sam Burns, but he's been a little bit wild recently, and I'm not sure he'll get away with that often enough to get out of this group. So, like I say, I could see any of the four getting through, but I'll just go with Hadwin.
Hadwin. Okay. And last but not least, on this side of the bracket, Cantlay favored in group four at +110. Brian Harman, Nick Taylor, I know you liked him last week, and K.H. Lee. I'm going chalk here. I'm going with Cantlay out of this this group. Who are you rolling with?
We're disagreeing again, I'm afraid. I like Taylor. I like Taylor last week. He made a top 10 for us. I'm happy to keep him on side again. He's around the 380 mark. I'd have him in much better recent form than KH Lee and Brian Harman. I think he's got Cantlay to beat. I'd be surprised if one of those two didn't go through, to be honest.
Okay, let's take a look on the opposite side of the bracket. And right at the top, and we're looking at group two, is John Rahm. No surprise there, the season he's having as well. He's favored at +115. Ricky Fowler, by the way, Simon, my favorite player. When I play, all I wear is orange because of Ricky Fowler. Fear the unibrow, my friend, and love. He's working with Butch Harmon again this season. His game has looked good. He's +340. Keith Mitchell and Billy Ho, baby, Billy Horschel at 4-1. Everybody's looking at this, I'm sure, and going, of course Rahm's coming out of this, but Billy Horschel does well in this in these type of formats. Who do you have coming out of group two?
Yeah, again, like Scheffler, right? Rahm's the obvious favorite, but I think he could have had a better draw. The three guys he's up against are all capable of giving him a game. I think Keith Mitchell is underrated in general, and he's the play for me here at around 280. I think he's been playing some great stuff recently. He's shown he can hold his form. I think he's the one most likely to capitalize if Rahm isn't the one.
Group 15, right below him, Cam Young at +150. He's favored. Corey Connors at +225. Straka and Davis Thompson. I'm going Connors here because this isn't a long course. And I love his ball striking. So I'm going to go Connors at +225. Are you with me?
Again, I'm not actually. It's an interesting group because we've got Young and Connors, who are both great ball strikers. They're great from tee to green, and they get a bit wobbly around the green. Then you've got someone like Sepp Straka. He can be horrible when he's off his game, but he can also get streaky. I could see him getting two wins from three out of this group, and that might just be enough to get him through. So at 380, I think he'd be the one I'd side with. But I could well be wrong about that.
Right below him is a guy who I absolutely love. Another one of my favorites on tour, and that's Tony Finau. He's favored in group 10 at +135. Not a very difficult group he's in. Kitayama, Chris Bez, Maronk. So I've got Tony Finau. I'm going chalk here. What say you?
I'm with you this time. I think of the guys who are really short, I'd rather be playing Finau than playing Scheffler or playing Rahm, given the groups they're up against. Kitayama obviously was great a couple of weeks ago, but I think he's the only danger to Finau, and I can see Finau going deep into this.
Right below him, group seven, Willie Zalatoris favored there at +170. You got Ryan Fox, Putnam, as well as Harris English. I'm fading Willie Zalatoris because, like we said, seven matches in 5 days, and we know he's been dealing with some back issues on and off. I'm going Andrew Putnam here at 3-1. Who are you rolling with?
So I'm with you on Will Zalatoris. I'm not sure his body will stand up to seven games in 5 days. He might get out of his group, but I'm not sure I want a guy with a back injury at a fairly short price. Ryan Fox, not someone who'd be that well known in the States, but he had a great year on the Euro Tour in 2022. I could see him having a decent run at this bracket around 310. He'd be the value for me here.
Okay. Right below them, you've got Schauffele. He's favored at +130, but his game has not been on point. Tom Hoagie has been great. Cameron Davis, Aaron Wise. I'm rolling with Hoagie here at +260. Please tell me we're speaking the same language, Simon.
Now we're starting to agree. I think Xander's a weak favorite here. I think he's in danger of becoming an underachiever for the talent he's got. Tom Hoagie, he knows how to win. He's picked up a couple of wins, I think, now on tour. I think he's got to be the play in this group at around 240. I actually think he could get beyond the group and go fairly deep in the tournament. If he can put Xander away in their head-to-head, he can definitely win this group.
All right, right below them, Fitzpatrick, favored in group 11 at +190. Then Thigala, who I really love. Minwoo Lee, as well as JJ Spahn. So I've got Thigala coming out of this. Who do you?
We're close, but not quite on the same page. I don't think Fitzpatrick looks in great form at the moment, so I'd be avoiding him here as the favourite. I had it as a toss-up between Minwoo and Thigala. I just came down with Minwoo. You were on the other side. I think either would be perfectly playable at around 250 there.
Group number 14, you've got Hatton, Henley, Ben Griffin, who I know you've been on this season, and Lucas Herbert. A lot of people like Lucas Herbert coming out of this group. I'm going chalk with Hatton. How are you playing it?
I've got this one between Hatton and Ben Griffin. I think on value grounds, I'd just be with Griffin at 340 or thereabouts. But Hatton's definitely the likeliest to progress from the group, but I see it between those two.
And last but not least, Rory in group three. You've got Keegan Bradley, McCarthy, Stallings. I'm fading Rory. I'm going McCarthy here. And you could get that at plus 380. Who do you have coming out of group three?
So I love Rory. He's right on my mind for the Masters, but I want to see him get on top of his driver in the next couple of weeks. I couldn't be going in with him at that short a price for this group. It's hard to pick between the others, but I'm with you. I think Denny McCarthy would be the one. I think he's consistent enough to be tough to beat, so I'd just about make him the pick here.
Okay, so with that being said, now we've got the players, the 16 golfers who we think are going to advance. And now it's lose and you go home, win, and now you truly advance to try to get, of course, to the finals. So with that being said, walk me through it. Who do you have winning the quarterfinals, semifinals, and give me who you have representing the left side of the bracket in the finals?
Okay, so if I do round last 16 first quickly, I've got Sung Jae-in beating Davis Riley. I've got Chris Kirk beating Morikawa. That might surprise a few people. I think Max Homa will beat Taylor Montgomery. I've got Nick Taylor to beat Adam Hadwin in the Battle of the Canadians. Keith Mitchell, I think, can get past Sepp Straka. Finau should be able to beat Ryan Fox. Tom Hoagie to beat Minwoo Lee, and then Ben Griffin to beat Denny McCarthy. That gets us into the quarterfinals, where I've got Sung Jae-in beating Chris Kirk, Homa beating Nick Taylor, Tony Finau to beat Keith Mitchell, and Tom Hoagie to beat Ben Griffin. Which then, in the semis, I've got Sung Jae-in beating Max Homa. I think that'd be a great tie if it's what transpires, and I've got Tony Finau beating Tom Hoagie.
So hold up right there. Okay. I like it. So you've got Sung Jae-in and Finau in your championship, which means Homa and Hoagie then will be playing for third place. Let's start there. Out of those two guys, who do you have winning third place?
I've got that one going with the chalk. I've got Max Homa winning that one. I think neither is likely to be right up for a third place playoff. So I think class will tell in that and Max Homa will take it.
Okay. And with that being said, drum roll, please. Ba, 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 ba. Who is going to win this whole damn thing? Is it M or is it Finau?
It's going to be the nicest guy in golf. It's going to be Tony Finau.
No, isn't he though? He is the nicest guy in golf. There's nobody nicer. That is fantastic.
I've been watching him on Netflix this week and he's just a top man.
I know. I had the pleasure of meeting him here in New York. And so he could not. And also he was a guest on my golf show. Tony Finau to outright win 20-1 to finish, at least to make it into, of course, the championship. And maybe he does lose to him or somebody else on that left side of the bracket, 10-1. And at least to get into the final four is plus 550. Okay. So just some odds for you. Simon, thank you so much. Again, Form Golfer, they've been crushing it this season, 40%. Amazing. So Simon, so blessed that you had the time to spend with me and of course our listeners out there, getting everybody ready for the Dell Technologies Bracket Challenge. And keep in mind, you know, this podcast good for the entire tournament because, you know, now you've got Simon giving you some insight in regard to matchups that we might see while the tournament progresses. So keep that in mind. Please tell your friends about this podcast and hopefully we are here to help you win some money. And also keep in mind, we're going to really blow it up for the Masters. So Simon's going to be back with me. Form Golfer is going to be back with me as well. And we're going to get you locked and loaded, ready for the Masters. So definitely stay tuned for that. Simon, any final thoughts before we sign off?
No, I'm looking forward to the Masters. It's 2 weeks off and I'm very excited to look forward to coming back for that one. And yeah, good luck, whatever you play this week in the match play.
Fantastic. Simon, thank you so much. Everybody, good luck in the Dell Technologies Bracket Challenge. Hopefully we have given you a winner.